This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. It is 76 degrees in Nashville, sunny skies again in the forecast. And the extreme heat warning has been extended. It now is lasting into at least tomorrow evening. The National Weather Service is showing an expectation that we'll see heat indexes, the feels like temperature, above 100 degrees all through the 4th of July weekend. Well, good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. In response to this week's Supreme Court ruling upholding birthright citizenship, Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles has introduced a bill that would narrow who qualifies. Legislation called the Anchors Away Act would limit citizenship to babies born in the country with at least one parent who's a citizen, a lawful permanent resident, or an immigrant with legal status serving in the military. The bill would also bar pregnant people from entering the country if they aren't married to a U.S. citizen. That would include people entering as tourists. In statements on social media, Ogles suggested birthright citizenship is used to, quote, embed foreigners in American society. He said he believes immigrants are colonizing the United States and that ending birthright citizenship is necessary to save the country's sovereignty. The Metro Ethics Board has issued a formal warning to a council member related to her votes on East Bank redevelopment. The Ethics Board says Courtney Johnston did break disclosure rules. Johnson was a volunteer board member for the Music City Children's Museum. That organization is eyeing a project on the East Bank. The Nashville Banner reports she voted on some zoning changes that helped the museum's cause. Johnson didn't list the volunteer position on disclosure paperwork. She said she mistakenly thought it wasn't needed because she wasn't benefiting financially. The Ethics Board noted she'd stepped down from the board and it declined to punish her. Tensions around AI in the music industry have crescendoed again because of revelations in a recent article from The Atlantic magazine. It focused on a unique search tool that allows musicians all over the world to search and try to determine whether their songs have been used without consent. Nashville-based digital strategist Charles Alexander understood the widespread interest in the search tool.
To the best of my recollection, unless you work in this space, this was one of the first events where there really was a public-facing interface to what could possibly be used to train these models. I think it's natural if you are a creator and a writer and an artist and a musician to kind of go, oh my God, it's in this database, therefore it's been used.
Alexander says the reality is more complicated, and he's advising artists to be more proactive on the front end to know the terms that come with various online services when they share music. Later this hour, senior music writer Julie Height helps explain the new revelations and next steps toward giving musicians greater agency in the AI era. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.